We're starting by Hashem Hilchas Basa B'cholav Shir 9, Simen Tzadik. In this Simen, we're going to discuss Chal. Now, Chal is not very pertinent today. When I went for a test on Basa B'cholav, so we went to the Moshe Habosham Zatzal. So he asked us, did we learn Chal? We said yes. So he said, then 50 years that he is Paskin and Shailas, he never got a question on Chal. But nonetheless, since it's part of Basa B'cholav, and there are concepts that you can learn from here to other places, therefore we're going to learn the Sugya of Chal. Now, there's basically two sugyas. There's a sugya in Chulin, Kuftasim, and Beis, and there's a sugya in Sarach Chesam and Aleph. So the main sugya of Chal starts in the Mishnah on the bottom of Kuftasim and Aleph, and then there's about three quarters of a blot, Kuftasim and Beis, and Kufyurim and Aleph, that discusses Chal. We're not going to go through the whole sugya, but we'll just go through the main parts that are negated to the Psak Halacha. So, first of all, an introduction about Chal. Chal, we're talking about eating the udder after Shechita. So, the udder has milk in it. However, this milk is only aser midorabanan. Midoraisa, in order for milk to be aser, to be eaten with meat, it has to come out of the animal when it was alive. This milk that's in the chal, since it didn't come out when the animal is alive, is only aser midorabanan. Even if I would squeeze out the chal and milk would come out of the chal, the milk is only aser midorabanan. But since it's aser midorabanan, we have to remove the milk in order to eat it. So the Mishnah says, HaKchal koiwoi umoitzi eschelboi. The chal, the udder, has to be cut open to remove the milk inside. Loi karoi, eina eiver lav. If you did not cut it open, one does not receive malchus. That's the Mishnah. So we'll see in the Gemara what it means that it has to be cut open, and what it means eina eiver lav, that you don't get malchus. Does it mean that the chal is also or not? So the Gemara says, Anamad Beis, Amar Abzeir Amar Rav, eina eiver lav mutter. You don't get malchus, and the chal is mutter to eat. So now there's three ways to learn this sugya. Rashi's Shita, Rabbeinu Tam, and the Rif. First we'll go through the sugya according to Rashi, and then we'll see how the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rif learned differently. So Rashi learns, he says, Eina evil a love of mutter, Eina evil love me da raisa, since the milk of the chal is only drabanan, and it's mutter to eat if you cooked it, even if you didn't cut it. Since the milk didn't come out, it's mutter. So we see already from here that Rashi is learning the sugya that we're talking about roasting the chal. Because if we're talking about cooking it, then the milk will come out and go back in. So therefore we see that Rashi learns the sugya that we're talking about roasting it. So if you roasted the chal without cutting it open, Rav Zeira said in the name of Rav that it's mutter. Then the Gemara asks from our Mishnah and answers, and then the Gemara about a third of the way down says, V'ikadamri, there are those that say, Amar Rav Zeira Amar Rav, Eino Eivala V'Aser. There are those that say that what Rav Zeira said in the name of Rav is that there's no Eser D'Araisa, but it's also to eat the chal, according to the way Rashi is learning, if it was roasted without being cut open. Then the Gemara wants to bring a proof from the Mishnah, and the Gemara says it's not proof. Then the Gemara, about two-thirds of the way down, right before the star, says, Tanya Kalishna Kamo de Rav. We have a proof like the first way that Rav said. According to the first Lashon, Rav said that the chal is mutter, and according to the second Lashon, he said that it's aser. So we have a proof like the first Lashon. The Brisa says, chal shebishle bechal b'mutter. The udder that was cooked in its milk is mutter. Kebo shebishle bechal b'aser. If the stomach of a calf that has the milk in it was cooked, it's aser. U'mahefesh bein zeh lazeh. What's the difference between the two? Zeh kanes b'meyav. Zeh ena kanes b'meyav. By the kevo, it's gathered in the stomach. Meaning, as Rashi explains, that the calf sucked from the mother, and now the milk was removed from the mother, and now is gathered in the stomach, and therefore it's aser. But by chal, the milk never came out of the chal, it's absorbed in the chal, and therefore it's mutter. So we see over here that it's talking about where it wasn't cut, because if it was cut, everything is mutter. So we have a proof to the first lashon of Rav, that by chal, if you did not cut it, it's mutter. So according to Rashi, it's coming out that if I roast the chal without cutting it, it's mutter. However, if I cooked it without roasting it, Rashi holds it would be aser, because the milk will come out of the chal and go back in. Now the Gemara asks, how do you go about cutting the chal? So the Gemara says, Ketzer koiwei, how do you cut it open? Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said, koiwei shsi ve'eriv v'tocha b'koisel. You cut it vertically and horizontally and press it against the wall to squeeze out the milk. So according to Rav Yehuda, you need koiwei shsi ve'eriv and tocha b'koisel. Amalei v'lezer l'shamei. V'lezer says to a servant, koiwei, rip open the chal v'ano eichel, and I'll eat it. The Gemara asks, Michael Mashmalon, what's the Gemara coming to tell us? Masnisen he. That's what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says you have to cut it open. So what are we eating with the words of Rabbi Elazar? The Gemara answers, Hokam Mashmalon, Deloy Be'inan, Shesi Be'eriv Etocha B'Koisel. According to Rabbi Elazar, we don't need to cut it open vertically and horizontally and to press it against the wall. Rather, it's enough just to cut it open a little bit, and that's enough. Meaning, either vertically or horizontally. Then the Gemara brings a story. Omar le Yalta l'Rav Nachman. The wife of Nachman was Yalta. She told Rav Nachman, Michti, kol da'asa l'Rav Rachmona shavu l'Rav Kavasei. Everything that the Torah answered, you could always find something similar that's mutter. Asa l'Rav, the Torah answered blood, shavu l'Rav Kavda. The Torah permitted liver. From here we see that liver is full of blood. Nida dam Torah. The Torah answered a nida. Then there's times when it's mutter. Midah Reisa. For example, after the required amount of days after birth, there are days that midah Reisa is mutter, or dam besulim is mutter midah Reisa. Chelev behema. The chelev, the forbidden fats of behema is aser. Chelev chaya. The chelev of chaya is mutter. Chazir. A pig is aser. Meichad shibuta. The brain of a certain fish that tastes like chazir is mutter. Kebusa. It's a certain forbidden bird. Lishn de kavra. The tongue of a certain fish tastes like a gibusa, so we see something that's mutter. Eshes ish, gushu b'chaya b'ela. Eshes ish is aser, but nonetheless we have something similar that's permitted if she's divorced and her husband's still alive. Eshes ach, the brother's wife, yevama, you have cases that it's mutter by yevama. Wusis yefastayer, a guy is aser, but yefastayer, in time of war, there was a way to have a guy that was mutter. So Yalta said to Rav Nachman, be'inen lamechla bisu b'chalba, I want to eat meat together with milk, basa b'chalav. Basa b'chalav is aser, so tell me something that's similar to basa b'chalav, that's mutter. Amal hu Rav Nachman, the tabchi, Rav Nachman told the chef, zvikuli kachli, put the udder on a spit, roast it, and give it to Yalta. We see that b'chal, it's mutter, by just putting a spit in, and without kriyash tzivere v'tocha b'kaisel. So the Gemara says, v'anan t'nan koivoy. Gemara asks from the Mishnah and says you have to cut it open. So the Gemara answers, Hahulik Deva. So when the Mishnah says you have to cut it open, that's only to cook it. Then the Gemara asks from the Braisa that we brought away to the first Lashon of Rav, Bokotoni Shebishloi, the Evet in Lechatchila Loi. The Gemara says that if the Kal that was cooked, which we learned according to Rashi means that it was roasted, is mutter, but that's only b'di'evet. But Lechatchila, I can't go and roast it without cutting it. So the Gemara says, Huadin Defil Lechatchila. Really, even Lechatchila it's mutter. Without cutting it open. V'aydi de kaboy le misnei seifa keba shebishla b'chalba asura dafidu d'yevet nami loy. Since the seifa is talking about a case where even b'dyevet is asur, tana nami resha shebishla. Therefore the resha also says a case of b'dyevet. But really, it's mutter even l'chatchila. That's basically the sugya. Then the Gemara goes into, according to the Lashon that Rav said, that it's asur, where did he get it from? So according to one pshat, it was his own gzera. According to another pshat, he had learned that the kal of a meniga is aser, and he made a mistake, and he said that everything is aser. But in any case, we're passing like the Lishna Kama, and therefore it's not negela halacha. Then the Gemara says, "Ben Surah they didn't eat kal, and from Bodhisa they ate kal." And then, for those who have time, the Gemara brings an interesting story from Rami Badikula, that he was from Bodhisa, and he went to Surah, a place where they did not eat kal, and he ate a kal, and he said he ate it because he came from the place of Rav Yehuda, but he ate it in the outskirts of the city. Then he did a whole bunch of different things that looked like he was doing something wrong, and he was able to answer all the different things. So there's a lot of different issues there, which is very interesting for those who have time. But it's not nogea to the sugya. In any case, we're coming out according to Rashi that the sugya is talking about roasting, and we're passing like the first lashon of Rab, that if you roasted it without opening it up, it's mutter b'di'eved. But to cook it, Rashi holds you need kriyash tziva eru b'tocha b'kaisel. And if you do not cut it, Rashi does not differentiate between whether it was cooked with meat or without meat. In both cases, you need 60 against the kal. That's Rashi. The second opinion in this Gemara is Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is brought in Tosfos, on the bottom of Kotes Amud Beis, and Divri HaMaschil Hahu Lekdeiro. So we'll speak it out outside. Tosfos says, in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, that this that we need Kriyash Tziva Erev and Tocha B'Kaisel, that's to cook it with meat. But to cook it without meat, or to roast it, is Mutter L'Chatchila with a simple Kriya. Meaning either widthwise or lengthwise. So then Tosfos says, why are we more machmir when I cook it with meat? Because when I cook it with meat, the taste of the meat will go into the milk of the kal, and now the milk in the kal will have the taste of basa b'chalav. Even though this milk is only d'rabbanan, since it has a taste of basa b'chalav, it's aser. But if when I cook it alone, l'chatchila I have to cut it, but b'di'evet it's mutter, since the cooking doesn't change the taste of the kal. Since it's the same milk that goes out and comes back in, therefore it's mutter b'di'evet. And roasting has the same din as cooking by itself, since by roasting, the milk also comes out and gets absorbed into the meat of the cow. So therefore, it's not any worse than cooking by itself. So therefore, in order to roast it, Rabbeinu Tam holds, you need to do a kri ksas lechatchila, but b'diavad it's mutter. That's the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam. Then he explains this sugya, that when the Mishnah says, hakchal koyoi, or moitzias cholofoi, that you have to cut open the kral and take out the milk, is talking about to cook in order to cook it with meat. And in such a case, I need to cut it. If I did not cut it, I'm not over lav. And Rav, according to the first lashon, says it's mutter. What's the case? Well, I did a simple kriya. In such a case, it's mutter. But where I did not cut it at all, it's aser, according to everybody, since the milk in the kral will absorb taste from the meat being cooked with it. Then when the Gemara says ketet koyvay, it's going on the Mishnah, and Rehuda says you need shivere v'tocha b'koysel. Then Rabbi Lezer says that you only need kriya ksas. Rabbi Lezer is talking about where I'm cooking it without meat. In such a case, a kriya ksas is enough. And Rabbi Nachman also is talking about cooking it without meat, and zvikuli kachla means cut it a little bit. Then the Gemara asks him of Nachman about Anan Tanan Koyoi, and the Mishnah says you have to do Kriya Shtiv Erev Betocha B'Koysel. So the Gemara answers, Ha'ulak Deira. That is talking about cooking it with meat. To cook it without meat is Mutter with a Kriya Ksas. Then the Gemara asks from the Brisa that says, Kchal Shebishlo B'Cholovoi Mutter. A Kchal that's cooked with its milk is Mutter. Which seems like that's Mutter with the Eved, meaning in all cases, even if I cook it by itself. But Lechatchila it's Aser. The Gemara answers that to cook it by itself, even lechatchila is aser, since the sefer says, but the eved aser, the Beis also says the lashon the eved. That's the shita of Tosfos. The point of Tosfos is coming out that to cook the kral with meat requires lechatchila kriya shtiv erev v'tocha b'koysel, but the eved is mutter if I did a kriya ksas, but if I didn't do any kriya it's aser, and to cook it by itself or to roast it, I need a kriya ksas lechatchila, but the eved if I didn't do anything it's mutter. That's Rabbeinu Tam. Third opinion is that of the Rif. The Rif learns the Mishnah and Rav Zera and Rav that they're talking about cooking it without meat, meaning that without meat, lechatchila, I need kriya shtiv erev v'tocha b'koysel, but the eved it's mutter, even if I didn't do anything. And the Rif says, l'halacha, where I did kriya shtiv erev v'tocha b'koysel, I'm allowed to cook it, and where I didn't do anything, I'm allowed to roast it, but to cook it without doing anything is asur lechatchila, but the eved mutter, which the Mefarshim learn is talking about cooking it by itself. But to cook it with meat requires kriya shtiv erev v'tocha b'koysel, and if I did not do kriya shtiv erev v'tocha b'koysel, it's also even b'dievet. So it's what's coming out according to the Rif is to cook it by to cook it with meat requires kriya shtiv erev v'tocha b'koysel, and b'dievet if I did not do kriya shtiv erev v'tocha b'koysel, it's aser. To cook it by itself requires lechatchila kriya shtiv erev v'tocha b'koysel, and b'dievet if I didn't do anything, it's mutter, and to roast it even lechatchila does not require kriya at all. That's the opinion of the Rif. The Rambam is similar, except that by roasting the Rambam requires a kriya ksas. That's the opinion of the Rishonim. We'll see soon that the Mechaber follows the Rambam. That's the sugya of how to prepare kral. Now, there's one more sugya that's negate the kral, and that's on Tzadik Zayin Amud Beis. About two-thirds of the way down, the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman, Gid B'Shishim Eid Gid Minyaminyin, that's not negate to us, and then Rav Nachman says, Kral B'Shishim, Kral requires 60, V'Kral Min HaMinyin, and the kral is included in the 60. The kral has a special din, that even though usually against Isser we need 60, and don't include the Isser into the 60, but by kral I can include the kral as part of the 60. Then the Gemara says, a line later, Omer of Yitzchak Baredu of Mashashia, V'kral Atzmi Aser. The kral itself is Aser, meaning even if there's 60. Kral is Aser if there's other meat in the pot. So Tosfos in Divrei Maaseh Lo Kral, Mina Minyan, asks that if the kral itself is Aser, so we should say Chanan, and now we should need 60, against the kral, we should not be able to include the kral in the 60, since the whole thing is aser. Meaning we could say that the reason that the kral is included in the 60 is because the kral will eventually be mutter. All the milk will come out. But if we say that the kral remains aser, the kral should be a kamachanan, and we should need 60 against the kral without including the kral. Tosfos answers that the reason that the kral is aser is because there's milk in the gumos that have the taste of meat, and even though all the milk comes out at the end of the cooking. Since in the beginning of the cooking, the milk becomes aser because of the meat being cooked with it, therefore the kral is aser. So Tosfos explains because of two reasons. Either because we say afshel sechate aser, this means that any time an iser becomes aser, because it has a taste of iser, Even if eventually I cook it enough that it no longer has the taste of Isser, it remains Asr. But on this, Rabbi Kivego asks that since the only thing that became Asr is the milk, and all the milk comes out at the end of the cooking, there's nothing in the meat that's Asr, so therefore the meat should be Mutter, even if I say Efshel Sechete Asr. And the second Teretz of Tosfos is that even if we say Efshel Sechete Mutter, over here it's Asr, because it's a Gzeira, maybe I'll eat it before all the milk comes out. And therefore, since it's only a Gzeira, I can include the Chal as part of the 60. So the Gemara continues, if the chal falls into another pot, it will answer the other pot as well. Omer Ravashi, ki avinim bei Rav Kahana. Ravashi said, when I was by Rav Kahana, I boi lon, I asked him, ki misharinon, bidi de misharinon, oi b'may denofak mine misharinon. When we estimate, do we estimate against the whole chal, or do we only estimate against what comes out of the chal? The Gemara says, pshita, it's pashut de bidi de misharinon, that we have to estimate against the whole chal. If we estimate against what comes out, how do we know how much comes out? So therefore we have to estimate against all chal. So the Gemara asks, Elama'ato anafal agdeva acheres lo ya'aser. Since we have to estimate against the whole chal, if it falls into another pot, it shouldn't be aser, since we already estimated against the whole chal. So Tosfos asks on the question of the Gemara, what's the question? Maybe I need to estimate in the second pot, because we don't know if all the milk came out in the first pot, and therefore we need 60 in the second pot as well. The Tosfos answers that by chal they knew that all the milk comes out. But the Gemara answers, Kivan d'omer Rav Yitzchak b'reidu Rav Meshashia, v'chal asme aser, since Rav Yitzchak says in the name of Rav Meshashia that the chal itself is aser, shavyua rabbonon kechaticha nevela. The rabbonon gave it a din of piece of nevela, and therefore we need 60 even the second time. That's the explanation of the Gemara according to Tosfos. We'll see when we get to the Taz how to explain according to the other Rishonim. That's basically the two sugyas of Chal. Now let's see the Machaber. Machaber says, HaKchal Oser Midivri Sofer. The Chal is Oser Midura Bonon. She'en Baser Shenis Bashal B'cholav Shchuta Oser Min HaTorah. It's only Midura Bonon because meat cooked with milk of an animal after it was shechted is not Oser Min HaTorah. However, it's Oser Midura Bonon. Lefichach, therefore, im koroy umerik hacholav shibai, if you cut it and emptied out the milk, mutter let slicei v'le achlei, you can roast it and eat it. Meaning over here, if you cut it, you don't have to do kriya shsiv'eruv v'tachar b'koysel for roasting. Rather, you just did one cutting, shsi or eruv. So then you can roast it and eat it. V'im koroy shsiv'eruv v'tachar b'koysel, and if you cut it vertically and horizontally, and you press it against the wall, atchele nisha rabai lachluchas cholav, until there's no more milk left in it, mutu levash loim baser. Then you can cook the chal with meat. Uchal shaloi koroi, a chal that was not cut open, bein shel katano shaloi hinika, whether it's a chal of a young animal that was not feeding its young, bein shel gadola, whether it was an older animal, asu levash loi, you may not cook it if it was not caught. Vim avo bishle bifne atzmai, and if you transgressed and cooked it by itself without cutting it open, v'kol shekenim soli, and certainly if you roasted it, then you can eat the chal. So the Shach explains that when the Machaber says b'fnei atzmo, you cooked it by itself, it means that you cooked it without meat. But cooking with vegetables or other things is the same thing as cooking by itself. The only problem is when you cook it with meat. So what's the difference if you cook it by itself or if you cook it with meat? The only Mishnah says so. It explains the Machaber, which is a quote of the Rambam, that when was the Rabbanon Goyzer, when is the Rabbanon Aser, chol of shchuta, it's only where it came out and got absorbed into other meat. But if it came out and got reabsorbed into the chal, since it's not any different than it was before, in such a case the rabbanon weren't geizer, and therefore it's mutter b'diavad, if it wasn't cut open. So the Machaber continues, v'im bishlei im baser acher, if you cooked the chal without cutting it open with other meat, misha'arin oisai b'shishim. We have to estimate 60 against the chal, u'chal mena minyan, but you can include the chal in this 60. Even though you usually need 60 besides the iser, over here we can include the chal as part of the 60. If everything in the plot, including the chal, is 60 against the chal, hakal aser, the chal is aser, v'asham mutter, and everything else is mutter. But if there's less than 60 against the chal, everything in the pot is aser. So we see over here that we have a chrish by chal, that it's included in the 60, but nonetheless, the chal is aser, even if there's 60. So, let's see the Taz that explains why the chal is included in the 60. Let's see Taz, Sifkot and Beis. The Taz says, that according to the Mechaber, the Kachal can be included in the 60. How Raj will cause a Torah Sabai Sorach, Shah Rambam doesn't tell us that. The Raj will on Torah Sabai quotes the Rambam that says that the reason that you can include this Kachal in the 60, Lefisha Isu HaKachal Mindu Abonon, because the Kachal is only also Mindu Abonon, Va'asu Beheker Ve'kiluoy. And therefore they made a differentiation that since it's only Du Abonon, you can be Mekal and included in this 60. Va'afal Pisha Shuman HaGid B'Shishim, and even though the fat of the Gid HaNoshe needs 60 against it, Afal Pisha Hu Midivrayim, even though the fat of the Gid HaNoshe are only Aser Midu Abonon, Hoyil V'Gid HaNoshe Hu Min HaToyva Hechmiru Gam B'Shumnai. Since the Gid HaNoshe itself is Da'araisa, so therefore by the Shuman HaGid, we also are Machma that we need 60 against it. But other Du Abonons would only need 59, meaning you can include the Isra itself in the 60. V'docha Rashba Tamze, the Rashba pushes off, disagrees with this reason, the Hakama Isurim Edevrayim Tzrichim Shishim, because there are many Isurim Du Abonon that we need 60. So therefore he just disagrees with the reason of the Rambam. Because of Huatam, and therefore he says the reason over here that we can include the Kral in the 60, Mishum Dehu Atzmei Basar, since the Kral itself is meat, Umitztarif Em HaBasar LeVatal HaCholav Sheboy, and the meat of the Kral can be included to mevatal the milk of the Kral. And the Rashba himself explains what he just said in Mishmer Sabayis, Al Masha Hiksha Alav Sefer Berek Abayis, on what the Berek Abayis asks on the Torah Sabayis, Shabbe HaKchal Nasa Nevela. The Berek Abayis asks that the Kchal becomes a Nevela when it's cooked. It should become a Chanan when it's cooked. And therefore I should need 60 against the Kchal. And I should not be able to include it in the 60. Because of who? So that Rashba writes in Mishmer Sabayis, the Kral Zeh Lo Nasa Ma'oilam B'Sech Kadei Rezu Chaticha Di Isura, that the meat of the Kral does not become Asur in the pot. Why? Sharein is Batal HaCholov B'Shishim. The milk of the Kral is Batal in 60 B'Sech Masha B'Kadeira U'Basar HaKral Atzmai. The milk is Batal in 60 between the other things in the pot and the meat of the Kral itself. So the Kral itself never becomes a Chanan. And when it fell in, you were able to remove the milk of the kral by doing kriya and ticha b'koysel in order to permit it to cook it even with meat. Perhaps what the Rashba means over here is that since when it fell in, I was able to remove the milk, therefore when it falls in, we say that the milk disperses amongst the whole pot. And we don't say that it's davuk to the kral and will answer the kral. So therefore, since it disperses throughout the whole pot, it doesn't go only into the kral, so if I have 60 amongst everything in the pot, including the meat of the kral, therefore everything's mutter. Elo shim nafal akdeir acheres, choyzeva oyser. Nonetheless, when the kral falls into another pot, I need 60 against it. We'll see later if this includes the kral or not. Why do I need 60 in the second part? Because we don't know if all the milk came out in the first part. And therefore, regarding the second part, we look at it like a piece of nevela. Because we're choishes that the milk was not bottled in the kral and the rest of the part, and therefore the kral is asr. And therefore, we need 60 in the second part as well. That's the Rashba. But what the Rashba is saying is that the reason we can include the Kral is because the meat of the Kral is not intrinsically Aser. Therefore, the meat of the Kral can be included in the rest of the pot. And since it's 60, everything's Mutter. The only reason it's Aser in the second part is because we're afraid that not everything came out. So the Taz says, Habay Shalai Kilu Kan Mishum Isidu Abonon. We see that the Rashba is not permitting the Kral over here because it's Isidu Abonon. Elagamam hoya Isidai Raisa, even if the milk of the Kral would be an Isidai Raisa, mitzdaref basar HaKral im shara basar. Kivon she'ein al ha-basar atzmai shem iser. Since there's no iser in the meat itself, it's rak she'mechuba by iser, it's only that there's iser attached to it, means there's milk inside the Kral. That's the only thing that makes it aser, is the milk inside. U'kashayesh kelei levatlai azulai hachibur. And once I have enough to mevatel it amongst the meat of the kral and the rest of the pot, therefore, everything is mutter. The only reason it's also in the second pot is because we say perhaps everything didn't come out. But if everything would come out, the most it would answer would be up to 60 against the milk, and since the meat is not itself intrinsically aser, therefore I can include it in the 60. The taste will spread amongst the meat of the collar and everything else in the pot. That's the Rashba. But Ran Kosab, Gam Ken Kamoy Rashba, the Ran also says like the Rashba. So those are the two reasons why you can include the Khal amongst the 60. Either the Rambam, because it's an Issur D'Rabbanan, or the Rashba, because the Khal itself is not intrinsically Asur, and therefore can be included to Bimavatal the milk. So Taz continues, Ubeterschatis Khal Lamid, Hevi Dvorav, the Terschatis brings the Rashba, because of Alov, and he writes on the Rashba, V'le domi l'dam ha'balua b'chaticha shu Issur D'Raisa, ma she'en king b'Khal shu Issur D'Rabbanan. Ad kan l'shoinui. The Toras Chatas wants to know what's the difference between chal and blood that's absorbed in a piece of meat. If I cook a piece of meat without salting it, so the meat still has blood in it, so I should be able to include the meat in the 60. So according to the Rashba, that the reason that the chal can be included is because the meat is not intrinsically usher. All that's usher is because it has some milk inside of it. So the same thing over here by a piece of meat that wasn't salted. The only reason the meat is usher is because it has some blood inside of it that will usher it when it's cooked. So why can't I include the piece of meat in the 60? So the Toras Chatas says that over here it's an Issur D'Rabbanan, but blood is an Issur D'Oraisa. So the Taz says, Harei shehistrich gam l'tama d'Rashba v'Ran, lo yimesh akal m'd'Rabbanan. So according to the Toras Chatas, even according to the Rashba, we have to say that the reason over here it's mutter is because it's an Issur D'Rabbanan. V'lo yinehir l'aniz da'iti, mitam shukasavti. This does not seem correct according to the way I just wrote. That what? That since it's not intrinsically asr, even if it would be an Issur D'Oraisa, you still would be able to include the meat of the chal. V'su t'muyim, divid ha'toris chatos, l'fis ferasa, shehikil mishum chal d'Rabbanan. And furthermore, the reason that the toris chatos permits the chal is because it's d'Rabbanan, is also questionable. Maish nami dam shebechaticha, shegam hu mid'Rabbanan achas shenis bashal oinim lach, k'mo shehuska b'simen tzemachtes. We learned in Simen Tzemachtes and Hilchos Malicha that blood that's cooked or salted is only Issur D'Rabbanan. So if we're talking about cooking a piece of meat without doing salting, so the blood inside will get cooked and is now an Issur D'Rabbanan. So if we're saying that by us, the reason it's mutter is because it's D'Rabbanan, so over there as well, by a piece of meat with blood in it, it should also be mutter because it's an Issur D'Rabbanan. Therefore, the Taz is disagreeing with the Toras Chatas. He says, Ve'en l'hakshe tzal Rashba v'Ran, ma'ish nami dam. So according to what we're saying, that they're both D'Rabbanan, and both meat with blood in it and chal are not asr. It's only asr because it has isr inside of it. So what's the difference? Over there as well, by a piece of meat that was cooked without salting, you should also be able to include the piece of meat in the 60. So the Taz says, Efshe d'latam zeh einachanami. That's true, that according to the Rashba and the Ran, gam b'chaticha shenizbash l'balim elicha im shar tavshil, even by a piece of meat that was cooked without salting, that there as well you can include the meat to the rest of the pot to mevatel the blood that's inside it. Because it's the same reason as chal, that the meat is not asr, it's only asr because it has isr inside of it. Therefore, I can include it in the 60. Even though from Simen Tzemachtes, this is not seen this way from the Russian Torah, nonetheless, it's not a kasha on the Rashba and the Ran. The Rashba and the Ran hold that the reason that you can include it is because meat itself is not usher. Therefore, I can include, both in our case and in the case of cooking a piece of meat without salting, I can include it in the 60. But the Rashba and the Torah don't hold like that. So according to the Rashba and the Torah, why can't I include the piece of meat in the 60? V'efshesha Rashba Tor Savale Kan Kamoi Tama Rambam. Perhaps they hold like the Rambam. The dafka gabe chal hekilu v'lo yitzrichoi mak nun teshul heter b'lo yachal, that they hold like the Rambam, and therefore only by chal are we makel. That 59 is needed, but by a case of cooking a piece of meat that wasn't salted, I need 60 against the piece. So this last line over here is very hard to understand. The achrenim, Rebbe Kivhegir, the Prima Godim, ask that since, as we just said before, that cooked blood is d'Rabbanan, and the Rambam holds that in cases of D'Rabbanan, all you need is 59. So, over there as well, we should only need 59 to be able to include the piece of meat in the 60. So, the Nekudas HaKesef answers that the difference between over here and over there is that by a piece of meat that wasn't salted, as soon as I cook it, the blood in the meat moves from place to place, and now this blood has an Issur D'Oraisa, And even though, once the blood gets corked, it's Durabanan, since right in the beginning, once it moves, it's Asa Daraisa, before it moves, it's Mutter. So that's the thing we learned in Hilchas Melicha, that one is allowed to eat raw meat. Because the blood, before it moves, is Mutter. But once the blood moves, in the meat from place to place, so now the blood is Asa Daraisa, at least according to the Ramah. According to the Mechaber, it's only Asa if it moves out of the meat. But according to the Ramah, if the blood moves from place to place in the meat, it's now Asa Daraisa. So even though if I leave it in the pot a little bit longer, the blood will get cooked. Since originally it's Daraisa, therefore we require 60. And we cannot include the piece of meat in the 60. That's what Nekudas HaKesef answers. But according to the Taz, who says that over there it's an Issa Durabanan, we have a question, what does he mean according to the Rosh in the Torah? So the Prima Gadim has a Mahalach, but I cannot say I sufficiently understand it. He says something that Bechal Yemekel, the words are Kivan Shelein Niflat HaCholov Be'ein. Since the milk doesn't come out, Be'ein. I'm not sure exactly how that's different than a piece of meat, that the blood comes out Be'ein, Be'ekhal. Also, if I cut it, the milk should also come out Be'ein. So I'm not sure what he means, and leave it with the Tzarchian. So in short, what we're saying from the Taz is we have two reasons why you can include the Khal in the 60. According to the Rambam, it's because it's an Issa D'Rabbanan. According to the Rashba and the Ran, because the meat itself is not Yasser. And then he says that according to the Rashba and the Ran, a piece of meat that was cooked without salting, I can include in the 60. And this that it says that you need 60 is only according to the Rosh and the Torah. So that's the reason why you can include the Khal in the 60. So now the next question is, why is the Khal itself Aser? So let's first finish the Mechaber no Amor, and then we'll go back to this question. The Mechaber says, we're holding by the Gimel of the Taz, Ben kach o ben kach im nafal al gdeir acheres, oisu oisa, whether there was 60 against the Khal or there was not 60 against the Khal, if it falls into another pot, the Khal will Aser it, u'masharinan boy b'shishim kibiri shayna. And we estimate 60 just like in the first pot, meaning that I can include the Khal in the 60. Shakhal asma shunis bashla, nasaka chaticho asuwa. The Khal becomes like a piece of iser, and therefore I need 60 in the second part as well. Ben misharin boy, elakamois shahu be'ez shunis bashel, loy kamois shahoya b'shor shenofal. And we estimate against how much it is when it's cooked, not how much it is when it fell in. This means, according to the way the Beis Yosef explains, that if the heter got smaller than it was originally, meaning originally there was enough heter to mevatel the kchal, and now some of the heter evaporated, or got absorbed in the walls of the pot, we cannot include what's absorbed in the pot, and therefore if there's not 60 of heter now, after it got cooked, everything is aser. We'll learn more about this in Siman Tzedek Ches. Then the Ramah says, V'yeshayimim dem nafal mitchilak l'kadeira, she'ein bo shishim, that if the kchal first fell into a pot that there was not 60 against it, v'ne'esar kchal, and the kchal became aser, because of the milk inside, im nafal achokach l'kdeir acheres, ein akchal mitztaref l'shishim. If the kchal now fell into another pot, the kchal is not included in the 60, since it became aser in the first pot, and now becomes a chanan, therefore we need 60 in the second pot. Mechein ikur. So the Prima Gadim explains that Ramah is talking about, even in a case where it was cooked by itself in the first pot, if there was not 60, it's aser, and then in the second pot we'll need 60. Because as we'll see, the Ramah holds, like Rashi, that even to cook it itself is aser. So therefore, if I cook it by itself in the first pot, and there's no 60, meaning even if I include the kral, then now the kral becomes a chanan, and therefore I need 60 in the second pot, and I cannot include the kral. However, the Prima Gadim concludes and says that it's possible that the Ramah holds that the only time in the second pot we cannot include the kral is if I cooked it with meat in the first pot. Because since if I cooked it by itself in the first pot, there are opinions, there have been a time in the rift that hold that it's mutter. So therefore, we won't be machmer in the second pot, and we'll have the same din as if it's cooked in the first pot, and the kral can be included. So the Maaseh were coming out that according to the Mechaber, in all cases, no matter what happened in the first pot, we can include the kral in the 60 even in the second pot. And according to the Ramah, if there wasn't 60 in the first pot, and it was cooked with meat, you certainly cannot include the kral with the 60 if it's cooked in the second pot. And if it was cooked by itself and there's not 60, is it tzorachim? So now, let's see the Taz, Sifkot and Gimel. Ben kach or ben kach. The Taz says, Pirush, ben shehoi yisham shishim im akral, ben pochos mishishim, asur hakral mikol mokim. According to the Mechaber, whether there was 60 in the first pot, or whether there wasn't 60 in the first pot, the kral is asur. Because of the Teretz Rabbi, it's oruch hatam, she'asura, because she'll have yeshishim. The Rashba writes the reason that it's asur if there is 60. Lefi, because she'anu chayshishim, shema lepolet kol chalovai b'kderu rishayna. We're afraid that maybe all the milk did not come out in the first pot. V'adayin nishu ksas chalovai b'soicha kchal. And perhaps some milk remains in the kchal. Leficha chayshav oisiv kibetchila. And therefore, it will ask in the second pot, just like it asks in the first pot. V'koshali, so the Taz asks, im kain, lama hutzuch b'gamor leimar. Kivan d'amu rab Yitzchak, v'kchal atzmei oser, k'chatechas nebeleshev yu rabbonon. Why does the Gemara have to say at the end of the Gemara, like we saw, that the reason the challah itself is asur is because the Rabbanim made it like a piece of nevela? Hayesh tam le'isur b'shniyah k'may b'rishayna. We have a reason to ask in the second part like the first part, because maybe all the milk did not come out. So we don't have to say a new din that it becomes a chanan, according to the Rashba. That there's no isur in the kal after its bottle, and the reason that the kal remains asur is because of marasayin. Asur shaper, the Gemara comes out good. According to the Ran says that the reason that the kal is asur is because of the Rabbanan gave it a din of isur because of marasayin. So that's what the Gemara means when it says shavu Rabbanan kechatichas nevela. V'cheinu b'teisvus. The same thing is similarly in Tosfos. She goes to achal shen estamik when it's batel, meshum koydim shen estamik v'isur b'seichay. That the reason it's also is even though all the milk comes out at the end, like we saw in the beginning of the shir, the reason that it's also is because it's a gzera. Maybe it'll come to eat it before all the milk comes out. So that's what the Gemara means. That they made it a chatichas nevela. They have to put a new iser on it because really it itself is mutter. So the Rabbanan made it an iser because of a gzera. So according to them, it's understood the Gemara. So how do you explain the Gemara according to the Rashba? But so achlem ledasa Rashba, we have to say that according to the Rashba, the zel beemes ikra teretz b'gemara, that is what the Gemara means. The shavuah can avela. The Rabbanim considered it a nevela. B'shvil zeh the shema le'niflat the gami hechmiru b'Rabbanon. Rabbanon were machmer because perhaps all the milk did not come out. So according to the Rashba, that's exactly what the Gemara means. That it's like a nevela. Why? Because not everything came out. And one point on this Taz is that although it seems from the Taz that the Ran and Tosfos are the same, but yet Yehuda explains that it's a difference between the Ran and Tosfos. The Ran's words are, it's also because of Marasayin, the Asi lemishwa chatichas nevela, that will come to permit a piece of nevela. So yet Yehuda explains that the Ran means that since the Kral is what's making the pot Asr, if we'll permit it when it's Shishim, people will say that a piece of nevela that's cooked and is 60 against the nevela, even though we know where the nevela is, it will still be mutter, which we know is not the din. You can never make a nevela mutter unless it's bittel, we don't know where it is. But if we know where it is, the nevela always remains aser. So even though by kral all the milk will come out, and there's really no reason to aser the kral, because the kral is not really aser, but since people will mix it up with the din of nevela, therefore the Rabbanan asered it. So it comes out that we have three opinions in the Rishonim why the kral is aser. The Rashba holds because perhaps not all the milk came out. The Ran says, because it's a gzera that people come to permit a piece of nevela after 60. Tosfos says, then it's a gzera, maybe you'll come to eat the kral before all the milk comes out. That's the Taz. Let's see now the Shach, Sifkon Hei, and then we'll go back to the Taz, Sifkon and Dalad. The Shach says, in Sifkon Hei, v'yei shoymim, dem nafal tchila l'kdewa, kolaymer l'kdewa shel basar, she'em bo shishim, afilu im akhal, that according to the Ramah, if it fell into a pot of meat, and there wasn't 60, even including the kral, meaning that it fell into less than 59 times the kral, and therefore the milk that comes out of the kral is not bottle, therefore the kral becomes also medina, and therefore we cannot include the kral in the 60, and the second time around. But if in the first part there was 60, and therefore the milk that comes out of the kral is bottle, and the kal is not asur only because of marasayin, meaning according to the Ran, af b'kadera shenis mitzdarif ha-kal ha-shishim. Therefore, even in the second part, the kal is included in the 60. The le'gora, mepnesha nesar, was it's not any worse because it becomes asur. The ha b'kadera rishayna mitzdarif ha-kal ha-shishim, af b'pishu hu'atzmi asur. Because in the first part, it's also included in the 60, even though it itself is asur. So, just like in the first part, people won't get mixed up, and will know that a kal is different, that you only need 59, so in the second part as well, people won't get mixed up. And what's the reason that we can include the chal? מפני שאין איסו של הכחל מפני שיש בו טעם חולב, יויסה משאר בשר, the kchal does not have any taste of milk more than other meat, אלא מפני שיש בו גומס בכחל שהחולב קונס בסויכם. The only reason the kchal is also is because it has packets that have milk inside of it. ויש בו איסו חולב טעם מן הבשר שנסבע של אמו. And this milk has the taste of meat that was cooked with it. בו איסו חולב שבגומס יאפשר להפרישה מן הבשר. And these packets of meat cannot be removed from the meat. Dolahem ahani kriya, lach abishul, because once it's cooked, kriya doesn't help. Va'afal gav, debegamar bishuloi yoytzit kol cholav, and even though at the end of the cooking all the milk comes out, mekol mokim koidim gamar bishuloi neser bishvil cholav shebegumais. Nonetheless, before it's finished cooking, it becomes also because of the milk in the packets, besuloi mishtui mishum dechashin and shemiyachlano koidim gamar bishuloi. And we cannot permit it, because v'chashish people eat it before it's finished cooking. This is Tosfos, like we saw. Inami mishum marasayin. Another reason to ask is because of marasayin. So again, the shach doesn't really differentiate between them. It sounds like it's basically the same reason, but as we explained from the Yad Yehuda, that there's two different reasons. There's the Ran and Tosfos. Rav Magid kosev shatam shakchal min haminyan mipnei shu muter mipnei atzmoi. And the Rav Magid says that the reason that the chal is included in the 60 is because it itself is muter. Begam arayvid ba'asogis kosev tam zeh. And the Ravid also writes this reason, Umevir b'teres chatas klachov test in base, and it's brought by the teres chatas, v'nirit shegam zeh, umechaber l'mashukosev apoiskim, akol hoylech l'mokom echad. Shach says this is basically going with the same opinion as Tosfos and the Ran, that the kalach itself is mutter, the only reason that it's aser is because of the milk in the gumos, which eventually come out, and even when it comes out, it's aser because of a gzera, or because of marasayin. Then the Shach brings another reason that it's aser. V'ayim ha-shekosav ha-bach, the kchal ha-bibriyo, v'moy gid ha-noshe. The reason that the kchal is aser is because it has the din of a briyo. V'utamua. This is very hard to understand. K'di isa b'shas, u'poiskim l'kamon simenkov, like we're learning simenkov, d'loy ha-bibriyo ela ma-shenesa mitchilas b'riyosei. That isa only has a din of briyo, not to be bottle, is if it's aser from the beginning of when it was created. For example, gid ha-noshe. Gid ha-noshe is always aser, but the kchal is mutter before it's cooked. V'chein mavoye b'rambam, perek tezvav me'ilchus machos asuris, din yud zayin, gid ha'noshe ha'vibriya, but lo ha'vibriya. See in the Rambam that a gid ha'noshe is a briya, but a kal is not a briya. So therefore, the Shach disagrees with the reason of the Bach, and brings only the reason of the Tosfos and the Ran. So in the Shach we have two reasons why it's asur, from the Rishonim, and the Taz, like we saw, we have three reasons. Those are the reasons that the kal remains asur. So now let's see the Taz, Sifkat and Dalet. The Taz says, Misharan boy b'shishim could be Rishonim. We estimate in the second part 60, just like in the first part. Mashma afilu im nofel tchila bepochos mishishim. It seems from here that even if in the first part there was less than 60, havi ki batchila letzarif gam hakchal. Then in the second part, we have the same din as the first part, and you can include the chal even though there wasn't 60 in the first part. V'chein kosev b'sefer Bedek HaBayis l'ra'o. That's what it says in Bedek HaBayis. D'chol ha-ne'eser me'oisek chal havi dina hochi. That anything that's asu because of the kral can be included in the 60. Because we say that the end, meaning the outcome of what's asu from the kral, is not any more stringent than the isu of the kral itself. And since by the isu of the kral itself, we can include the kral in the 60, so therefore in the second part as well, we can include the kral in 60 and we say it doesn't become any worse. So that's the machaber. And the Yeshayim of the Ramah is the Rashba. Sovaleid, he holds, the kol shenafla b'pachas mishishim. If the chal falls into less than 60, nasa gama heter kratichas nevela. The heter becomes a chanan. We look at the whole iser like it's a nevela, like it's something aser. We don't look at it as something that's absorbed iser. We look at the whole piece that becomes aser as it's the iser itself. Do asur rabbonu kabasa b'cholav. Since the Rabbanan gave it a din of basa b'cholav, or basa b'cholav, the divya kol nasa nevela. And by basa b'cholav, everyone holds that we have this din of chanan, that we give the whole piece a din of iser. Al kein, sorach achakach, shishim neged achal. Therefore, the second time, we need 60 against the chal, because it becomes a chanan. V'akchal einim etztarif, and we cannot include the chal. Kein kosev b'teres habayis ha'oruch, this is what the Rashba writes in teres habayis, shah rishim b'beis ta'aruvis. V'kosev b'beis yosef, and the b'beis yosef writes, shah ran sabalei karambam. That the ram holds like the Rambam. But the Hirschatas cholekolav, and the Hirschatas argues the adrabo midenosen haran tam kimen shu aser hakchal rak mishum maris ayin al kein oisu b'shnia yoisim b'rishoina. Toros Chatzis says that since the run is only answering the call itself because of Marasayin, therefore, if it falls into a second part, it will answer more than the first part. Why? So the Taz explains, Mashma, when does the Ran say that it's Aser because of Maris Ayin, that's only where it fell into 60? Because as the Ran holds like Toisvis, that all the milk comes out. And therefore the only reason that the Chal is Aser is because of Maris Ayin. Avam Nafal B'pachas Mishishim, but if the Chal fell in the first part, and there was not 60 against the Chal, the Nesa Medina Mikoyach, Habishal B'cholov, and now the Chal becomes Aser because it's cooked with milk. Therefore, afterwards, it becomes an avela and cannot be included in the 60. So the Taz explains the Toros Chatzis that he argues on the Beis Yosef, that according to the Beis Yosef, the Ran holds like the Rambam, that you can include the Kal in 60 the second time. The Toros Chatzis says, no, since the reason of the Ran is because of Marasayin, so in a case where it's also not because of Marasayin, in such a case, I will not be able to include the Kal in the 60th in the second part, because it's also Medina. The Ran is like the Rashba. Therefore, since the Ran also holds like the Rashba, the Ramah passes over here like the Rashba. Ubelavush, Hebe Hayesh Omer, Lahachmer, Afilo Bohoya Bashishim. The Lavush brings the Yesh Omer to be Machmer even with the 60. Lastruch Achokach Shishim Beloya Kral. That even if there was 60 in the first part, I cannot include the Kral in 60 in the second part. The Ein Zeker, this is not correct. The Bezem Maidu Ramah. Because in such a case, where there was 60 against the Chal in the first part, in such a case, the Ramah will agree that you can include the Chal in the 60, not like the Levush. So what we're coming at so far is that, according to the Rambam, we don't say over here that the piece becomes a Hanan, and therefore I can include in the 60 in the second part, even if there was not 60 in the first part. But according to the Ramah, if it becomes a Hanan in the first part, in the case where there was not 60, I cannot include it in the 60 in the second part. Now the Taz says, "Umeachshav noled lano machlekes chadosha ben Rambam leRashba." According to this, we have a new machlekes between the Rambam and the Rashba. Mashaloi huska bePaiskim, something that is not mentioned in the Paiskim. Dahainu laRambam loy amrinon afilo bebasa b'cholav shehud midu abonon chaticha atzma naasas nevela. According to the Rambam, even by basa cholav, which is du abonon. Like in our case, the milk is only Aser Midur Abonon, since it's Chalav Shchuta. In such a case, we do not say Chanan. By Basav Chalav Dai Raisa, everyone holds that it's Chanan. And by Shari Surim, we know that it's a machlokes between the Mechaber and the Ramah. According to the Mechaber, by Shari Surim, we don't give a piece that absorbed Iser, the din of Chanan, to require 60 against the whole thing. All we have to mevatalness is the amount that's Aser in the piece. And according to the Ramah, even by Shari Surim, we say Chanan, and we need 60 against the whole piece. Over here, what about a din of Basar B'cholav D'Rabbanan? So from here we see that the Rambam holds that by Basar B'cholav D'Rabbanan, even though it's Basar B'cholav, we still do not say Chanan. V'chein Kosev Beis Yosef B'Shmoy B'Simen Tzadik Tes, this is what the Beis Yosef writes in the name of the Rambam in Simen Tzadik Tes, B'Divya Maschol Kosev Rambam B'Perek Tezvav, Milchus Ma'acholos HaSuris. The Torah quotes the Rambam says, Ketzed Cholav Shenafal L'Gdeva, Sheyesh B'Basar Oif, milk that fell into a pot that has chicken in it, v'nosan tamik deva, and the milk gives taste to the chicken, marba l'vaser oif, you can add more chicken to be mevatel it. That's the Torah, quoting the Rambam. So we see that what? Havei afilu l'harbis b'yadayim hiter. We see that even to add iser is mutter. To explain a bit further, we'll learn in some tzadik tests that we have a din, ein mevatlan iser l'chatchila. I cannot mevatel iser. So there's two possible ways to mevatel iser. Either to throw iser into a pot, or if I have an existing taruvis, I have a taruvis of iser and heter, and there's not enough heter to mevatel the iser, so adding more heter to mevatel it is ein mevatel iser lachatkila. So by deraisa, everyone holds that even to add, even in such a case, is aser. But by a durabonon, an iser durabonon, that is a taruvis, and there's not enough heter to mevatel the iser. So according to the Rambam and the Machaber, we can add more heter, durabonon, to be mevatel the iser. However, if we would say chanan, we would say that chicken and milk, which is an iser durabonon, like we learned in the beginning of Bas B'cholav, becomes a chanan. So now it won't help to add to mevatel the milk. If, let's say, one kazayis of milk fell into 50 kazayisim of chicken, since it's not 60, it's aser. So if I don't say chanan, I can just add another 10 kazayisim of chicken, and now we'll have 60 against the milk, and it will be mutter. But if I say chanan, we look at the whole pot as if it's iser, and 60 is needed against everything in the pot. and also against the walls of the pot that absorbed Isser. So since we see that we can add 10 kesesim of chicken to be mevatel the milk, we see that the Rambam does not hold a chanan by an Isser du'abonim, b'osa b'chol of du'abonim. So Taz continues, Ula ha'vashba, afilu im nafal memela, achar kach b'osa oif le'mahani. Going to the Rashba, even if more chicken falls in by itself afterwards, which in such a case is not a problem of emavatel nisal chatchila because it happened by itself, it still wouldn't help. Since it became a chanan, chicken became a chanan from the milk, therefore 10 more kazesim would not help to be mevatel it. So the task concludes, Zulafi macho pasuk ramor kan. According to the way the ramor pasuk is over here, like the Rashba, nemsil didon de lekamelon karabino afayim, comes out according to us that we do not hold like Rabbeinu Ephraim, meaning Rabbeinu Ephraim is the one that says that we only say Chanan by Basa B'Cholav. We do not hold like Rabbeinu Ephraim. We hold that we can say Chanan even by Shari Surim. Nimtze L'didon, Amrinan B'Chol Ho'i Surim Na'asa Nevela, Afilu B'Isidu Abonin. We'll say Chanan by all Isurim, even by an Isidu Abonin. Since over here we're paskening that by an Isidu Abonin, Basa B'Cholav, we say Chanan, so therefore by Shari Surim as well, since we hold Chanan by Shari Surim, not like Rabbeinu Ephraim, therefore even by an Isidu Abonin of Shari Surim, we will say Chanan. But according to the Mechaber, we do not say Chanan by Shari Surim, and we see from here that we do not say Chanan by Basa B'Cholav, Du Rabbonin. That's the Taz. That's the Falaf. We'll leave Sif Beis for the next year.